It's intermission time here in Severance Hall, and here is your intermission host, Klaus George Roy.
Thank you, Robert. It is our very great honor and pleasure today to have as our intermission guest, Mr. Leopold Stokowski. We are grateful for his kindness in giving us this time. One of the areas in which you have been most active and brought a tremendous amount of enthusiasm to is the field of recording. As we look toward the future, we see what has been done in the last 50 years, and you were in the vanguard from the beginning. What possible improvements in the art of recording do you foresee for the rest of the century? Or have we gone as far as we can?
Oh, no. We can always do better and improve methods and results. It was in the past that we heard, for example, an orchestra in the concert hall. And the orchestra is on the stage, and the sound waves come to our ears directly and also reflected from the ceiling, the side walls, and the floor to some extent. That is how we are accustomed to hear music. But I think in future, listening to music in the home can be not merely from one direction, but could come from four directions. In the four corners of the room could be the loudspeaker, and the whole room and the whole air in the room would be vibrating in one great mass rather than coming from a direction as it has been in the past in the concert hall. That would be something like sometimes when I am in forests, which I like to walk in forests, the birds are all around me, up on the trees, down on the ground, all singing their kind of songs from every direction. And that is a wonderful sound. It could be also done in the home. I believe it will be done in the home. In fact, we did start it a long time ago in Holland. It was with the Philip Company, said they would like to experiment with me, and we made such experiments and we succeeded in doing it. It has not been adopted yet all over the world, but Holland was the first to really do it.
This is what you really are foreseeing is an improvement not so much in the techniques of recording an orchestra, but in the techniques of bringing it to people in their homes. This is where the major improvements can yet be done, so people can really hear what the orchestra or the ensemble is producing.
That is one of them, but another is in the actual recording, we can give the amount of strengthening of sound to certain instruments more and less to others in order to attain a more perfect balance of the music, so that the instruments that have the important themes will be prominent and the instruments which are accompanying those themes will be less prominent. That we are to some extent doing today, but I think it can be done better in the future.
I think it's quite possible that our radio audience will be aware of the way in which you have radically reseated the orchestra to bring out your concepts of sound communication. The orchestra looks different to those of us at Severance Hall, and I'm sure that even on the air there will be a different sonic image that is particularly yours, though it itself may change from decade to decade or even from piece to piece.
Yes, but every concert hall is different all over the world, and how we send out the sound waves to the listeners must be according to the nature of the hall. Now, it has been in the past, It started with Haydn's small symphony and gradually grew larger and larger with time, that the basis which give the foundation tones mainly of the orchestra are on audience right. In that case, the bassists who turn their instrument a little sideways are playing away from the audience, and I think it is better if bassists will be on audience left, where they will play toward the audience or in the high at the back of the orchestra, very high, coming over the whole orchestra. This we were able to do in Cleveland because we have the right risers for basses and cellos and the right width of the back of the stage. But in some houses, some concert halls, the back of the stage is too narrow for this, so there it is best to put the basses audience left so they play toward the audience.
It's been our very great pleasure to have with us Leopold Stokowski. We are very grateful to you, sir. Now back to Robert Conrad.